This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This summer, for our series On Location, we are revisiting movies where place is so important it might as well be a character. And today we take you to the Ozarks of Missouri.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody when I was just a little baby on my mama's knee.
The film Winter's Bone was nominated for 4 Academy Awards last year, including Best Picture, and it is set in a painfully poor Ozarks community where the illegal methamphetamine trade flourishes. As NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, the movie's vivid sense of place is due in large part to one man.
Winter's Bone is set in the bleak chill of southwest Missouri in its darkest season, when the trees are black spikes and the hills are bleached silver and rust. The story follows the travails of a 17-year-old girl whose father, a meth cooker, goes missing while out on bail. A local sheriff breaks the bad news.
Where you all come into this is, he put this house here and your tin breakers up for his bond.
He what now?
Jessup signed over everything. If he doesn't show at trial, see, the way the deal works is, you all gonna lose this place.
Reed Dolly must find her father to save her family from homelessness. Her quest leads her into a harrowing underground, where blood ties offer no protection from the drug trade's brutality.
What are we ever going to do with you, baby girl?
Kill me, I guess.
That idea's been said already. Got any others?
Help me.
Last year, the director of Winter's Bone, Deborah Granick, told All Things Considered that the movie never would have happened without a man who lives in Taneyville, Missouri, near where it was shot.
The fate of this film was tied to a local fixer, if you will, or guide. His name is Richard Michael, and he sort of paved the way for us to make it happen.
Meet 51-year-old Richard Michael.
I'm a bus driver, boat captain, and pretty good liar.
This part, though, is true. Michael's sister worked for the Missouri Film Commission. She called to see if he could help some New Yorkers who were trying to adapt the novel, Winter's Bone.
I did feel like I was sometimes the translator between Hillbilly and New York.
Michael helped the New Yorkers interpret a world where people split wood to keep warm, hunt for food, not sport, and where meth-related arrests are regular news. But Michael says the filmmakers were quick to understand the area's beauty.
The landscape here in the Ozarks, there's something special about it. It just becomes a part of who you are.
When Richard Michael started working on Winter's Bone, filming would not begin for 2 years. He started by finding locations, ponds, caves, burned out old buildings that really were former meth labs.
He's known for knowing what he's doing.
Well, you cook long enough, this is bound to happen.
You're saying Dad's up there burnt to a crisp?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going up for a look.
No! It's poison. It'll rip the skin off your bones.
If Dad's up there, I'm bringing him home to bury.
Ray!
He also found the home Ree Dolly fights so hard to keep in the movie. In real life, the hand-built house belongs to a man named Frank Layson, and it's rich in visual details.
Frank is a recycler, you might say. He wouldn't let anything go to waste, and so there was a lot of things there that he had used or would use down the road, anything from old school buses for storage to old mobile homes that were going to be recycled for metal.
Ashley, go on, come inside.
Layson's 6-year-old granddaughter was always around during shooting, and the filmmakers ended up casting her as one of Ree's 2 siblings. Little Ashley Thompson was a natural. In fact, Michael says she's the most realistic part of a scene that's still embarrassing to him, where the kids shoot and skin a squirrel.
I always said they butchered the butchering scene.
All right. Now get your fingers in there. I'll get mine in. I'm just going to slit it down here. Now get in there. Get them guts out.
I don't want to.
Sonny, there's a bunch of stuff that you're going to have to get over being scared of.
Michael says the actress who played Ree, Jennifer Lawrence, almost lost her nerve when she had to teach her on-screen brother how to disembowel that poor squirrel. You can tell watching the little local girl playing their sister.
You look at her face, and she was actually in disbelief at their inability to skin a squirrel.
Michael went from finding places to shoot to finding props. Chainsaws, rusty old trucks, Christmas lights, even the coarse burlap bag covering Ree's head in one climactic scene where she learns her father's fate.
You can go and take that sack off now.
The prop department came up to me and said, we got to have a burlap sack. Where in the world can we find a burlap sack? I said, oh, over at the mall in Branson, they have a store, Bags R Us. Oh, really? Oh, good. Can you give us the phone number? And, you know, so I'm pulling their leg. That's what we do. But anyway, they were swallowing that hook, line, and sinker. But I said, I've got a burlap sack for you. It's okay. Calm down.
The Ozarks landscape of Winter's Bone is cultural, too. Lots of banjo playing.
Everybody said, you know, you can't have a banjo in a movie about the Ozarks, not since Deliverance, you know, you just can't.
The local musicians in the film and on the soundtrack would beg to disagree. One of the musicians, Meredith Sisko, spent this past summer touring as part of the Winter's Bone band. Sisko says seeing her part of the world come alive on film was deeply meaningful.
Tempted and tried.
I know that the Ozark Highlands are underlain by the St. Francis Range, which is one of the oldest mountain ranges on Earth.
Why it should be thus all day long.
And so what you have is a very thin skin of soil and trees and stuff on top of this mass of granite and limestone.
Hard scrabble country, she says, that shapes the bodies and lines the faces of the people who live there. People wary of outsiders until they get to know them. Outsiders are probably rare in the shabby, roughneck bar where Richard Michael makes his one appearance in the movie. He's an extra in a scene where Ree and her uncle try to gather information. She comes in, cautious, right next to Richard Michael.
There's me standing there in a black stocking cap and round coveralls, and props comes over and they stick a cigarette behind my ear. And so, I got a big bushy black beard. So.
That's how you'll know him if you ever visit Taney County. Richard Michael says you're invited. He runs a boat for tourists on Table Rock Lake near Branson, Missouri. That's a good place to visit, he says, best in spring or autumn. As for winter in the poorest part of the county, the movie's probably as close as you'll want to get. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
Thinking about the days that used to be.
And if you want to get a look at Richard Michael making his brief appearance in Winter's Bone, go to our website, npr.org. There you'll also find stories about the places behind Touch of Evil, The Shawshank Redemption, and Giant, all for our series On Location.
High on the mountain, standing alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. High on the mountain, wind blowing free, wondering if you ever think of me.